As our Crop Over Conversation series continues, on the line, as I've been trailing for the entire morning, a gentleman who has worn many hats and done so well through the years, and he's been pretty much in almost every area when we talk about entertainment, and pioneered in many areas as well, stepped out of the box and done so much, which is why he's one of those people, when he speaks, you probably should at least give him an ear. You know, he might be making sense. You never know. Let's welcome, say good morning to Ronnie Morris. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, Cassie. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. No, I feel bad. I honestly feel a little bad. I know it's always a, I don't want to say a problem, but you know, with entertainers aren't necessarily morning people since they do a lot of work at night. And as I spoke to you off air just now, you mentioned that you were up till 4 o'clock working or something.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm interrupting your morning sleep. Can't say night rest, it's morning rest. But
No. Pleasure to be on with you this morning.
Yeah. I'm not going to ask you about the project, but if you want to leak any information of any big projects, you could obviously do it right here. I wouldn't complain.
We're working on a project called Barbados Music Industry. Mm. So if you are on Facebook and you search for Barbados Music Industry, you will see the Facebook page. And really what is being created is something similar to Billboard for Barbados. It will have an e-magazine, an e-book. It's a 10 episode television series. We're going to be filming from Saturday, so if you're an entertainer and you're looking for exposure and you want to be interviewed to get that exposure, you can WhatsApp me at 232-4103. That's 232-4103. So visit the Barbados Music Industry Facebook page to see what's already happening.
Okay, that's the Barbados Music Industry. Now, is this your initiative? Is it something that you're partnering with a particular agency on? What's the history behind this?
Well, initially it was something I wanted to do as a follow-on for the Barbados Music Awards, was to create a billboard-type media group for Barbados, where eventually when the digital downloads are enabled for this market, we can have charts, single sales charts, album sales charts. Currently, we're preparing the social media chart. Mm-hmm. So you'll actually see which artists in Barbados have the most followers on Instagram, that kind of thing, which is very public. You can see the figures. Mm-hmm. But later on, we really want to get involved in gold and platinum certifications. It's a big program. And we have the assistance of the National Cultural Foundation. I want to thank Andrea Hoyt and Carl Roberts for their input. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to making this something big, because we got to get back to the days when Barbadian artists were being signed to record labels. So ultimately, the idea is that with the exposure given from these media platforms, we can profile these artists, capture the attention we had with the record labels, and get some agents signed.
You know, because you kind of went over into the follow-up question I was going to ask, which is, why do we need something like this here? But you then mentioned, you know, it gets the artists out there, gives them that recognition. Now, you started with the Barbados Music Awards years ago, which took it to another level.
It feels like years ago. It feels like a lot of years ago.
It does seem like years ago. You know, where you had that vision where you saw, well, you know what, we do have the artists, we do have the music, we do have the people that need to be recognized, and you went along and did that. Since you stopped the awards, since we have not had the awards for, which again seems like a long time now, do you see that there's a void there? I know that there have been other initiatives, but is that a void that you think has that void been detrimental?
Yes, it has. When I first conceptualized the Barbados Music Awards, I conceptualized a 3-year event. Mm. That's why we honored so many people in the first year, and people can't understand why. Because it was really planned for as a triplicate, 3 big events to highlight the past of Barbados' music industry. Then when you had it 13 years consecutively, wow, it grew into something different, because then when the show was held in January, I was getting calls from record labels in October, November, December, and I was sending them files and sending them music and sending them photos of the artists, and they would fly to Barbados and sit in the audience and observe the live performance. So it was up to me then to convince the artists to perform at the show. and we paid all of our performers. So what we did is we had the biggest showcase in the entire Caribbean for record labels for talent.
Wow.
So you would have seen a wave of Barbadians being signed to major labels. Of course, they had their managers. Barbados has a lot of outstanding managers. You have Sonia Mullins, you have Kerry Thomas Armstrong, you have Tennille Doyle. All of them were very instrumental in getting artists signed.
Mm-hmm.
But that highlight and that flagship really drove the industry to a place that a lot of people don't really understand.
So what happened? I know you...
What happened is that in any situation, you need the framework of support for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It grew into something that was so big that it could never, it never covered the expenses. Outflows were always more than the inflows. It may look, because you have 4,000 or 5,000 people at a show, that, okay, great, you know, they're going and buy a yacht tomorrow. But to give that quality, I can tell you that our technical expenses with lights and sound and decor, that alone is over $100,000.
Wow.
So then you start to talk about the actual performers, the dancers, the musicians, the food and beverage, the hotels that the executives are staying in, the transportation, the taxes, the it was really, I was supporting it by working another job all the time.
Wow. Now,
framework, though, something like that, because you watch the Grammy Awards, somebody like Kacey Musgraves wins the award, and the next day, the album shoots the top of iTunes.
Yeah.
Right, so that really is missing. Barbados is missing that. I couldn't feel that for sure.
So perhaps as we get more into BMI, perhaps, I don't know, maybe return, maybe?
I think the conditions are right now,
yeah,
for a return for the Barbados Music Awards. I put the show in the hands of someone who I know really loves the industry.
Mm-hmm.
He's a former director of CostGap. He's a very accomplished entrepreneur. He interacts with artists. He has invested in music. And he is someone I believe will working with him.
This feels like a trivia show. I feel like this is a game show, and you just gave me all the clues to figure out who it is I'll be taking over the reins. But you know,
he's a very background person. That's the thing. So we are in talks, because the kind of people who have been calling since the end of that event, I was in talks with Janet Jackson's management just before the end.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking to all of the record labels, all of the investors. There's some very wealthy sports persons that call that want to come because they want to invest in Barbadian artists. So I think it is really missing.
No, we have been known in the past as a nation that had amazing festivals, and these festivals drive people to Barbados. It has been said. Now, we saw each other at the meeting that was held last Friday.
And well attended, too, by the way.
Well attended, and I think coming down later into the evening, several topics were raised. One of which in particular is concessions for those in the entertainment industry and those that are putting on events. And you mentioned the cost of putting on your event, and I'm pretty sure that quite a bit of that cost could have been removed had you received certain concessions. Do you see the move? I know you're up there, you're having those meetings and you're having conversations. Do you see a move in that direction to make it easier to host such events? Because we understand that when you have the ease and you can host these events, you get more people coming in to push and drive the economy.
I can tell you, everything is a work in progress. Barbados is very small. Of course, you have to be cognizant of the fact that we still have hospitals to run, clinics to run, police to, you know, we're not defunding police. Our police are nice police, right? We love our police.
Yeah.
That's not our problem here. But we need to keep investing in those essential services all the time, because seeing what happened with COVID, we understand where people place their priorities, right?
Yes.
However, with that in mind, we have the richest female entertainer of all time emerging from this little island.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can create a framework where events really drive tourism, I know that. Multiple years in sandals, I know that. I see that when you say something and it's big, people fly in for it and then they leave.
Mm-hmm.
Even within the hotel operation, right? Same thing at Divi. We started to do events and concerts, and they grew to the point where they were at capacity every single week. So visitors to the island, when you have a million people and they're spending $10, you are going to try to get those million people to spend $1,000 each. That's a $1 billion sweet spot, right? Mm-hmm. So events make them spend. They buy tickets, they get in taxis, they go and get their hair done, they may meet a few Beijing friends, have some drinks after the show, then the friends will carry them to nightclubs, and that is the spending that happens, right? So events really spill over into tourism. I remember January's when I had the Barbados Music Awards strategically placed right after the Jazz Festival. Mm-hmm. And it was not to compete with the Jazz Festival. It was to add something to that period to make January the place, the time when you have to be in Barbados, you can miss it. So for me, when I book entertainers, they had to be specific about the numbers they're bringing, because I knew if they wanted to bring a friend and call the day before the show, they're not going to get a flight because the seats were always full. Hotel nice. Rooms were always full. Mm. Could not get one in January. Right? So I know from experience, Crop Over, Hennessy Artistry, Reggae Festival, Gospel Fest, these things are economic drivers that if you really harness them and do more tie-ins with airline tickets and bundle tickets with airline tickets, hotel rooms, and event tickets, that we will see prosperity that like we never imagined before in Barbados.
No, that being said, obviously, as you mentioned, we are in a COVID environment, and yes, we are focused on our essential services, but we are also simultaneously focused on rebuilding. And yeah. You mentioned about working with the airlines and everyone coming together and bundling. But I mean, bundling, I think, is something that has really priced us out of a lot of markets, because as I have friends and family overseas, and they tell me about the packages that they get going to other destinations, when you have the bundles with the airfare and accommodation and
events and everything in the concert bundle.
Exactly. Do you see, with all of us recognizing that we do need to work harder, we need to work better together, do you see us moving in that direction, recognizing that we can't go it alone? It can't be every industry. It can't be the hotels trying to do it. It can't just be the promoters doing it. But everyone needs to come together. Do you see us all coming to the table? I know we have to. I mean, we should have been doing it already.
If we don't bundle, if we don't see market rates in other countries and compare ourselves to those market rates, because the persons coming to us are coming from places where they get those bundles.
Yes.
So I may be coming to Barbados just to go on the beach and I just had a divorce and I just want to clear my head. But then I may hear about a really fantastic reggae show featuring an artist, and when I buy the ticket, I'm going to get, the night before the show at a hotel,
yeah.
I'm going to get transportation to pick me up and take me there and carry me home. I'm going to get two CDs from the artists who are on the show, that kind of thing. It makes it really attractive. It's like Christmas every day.
Yep.
Right? Definitely. So I think Barbados is poised to make tremendous. I mean, I spent time in Las Vegas, as you would know.
Mm.
And in that time, I was singing and I was working. Well, not working, but I was working alongside of one of the biggest music industry executives in America.
Mm.
And I would go to events. Black Eyed Peas had networking events. Lady Gaga's iHeart After Party, those kind of things. I was there to see how these things work. And money is nothing to high net worth individuals. Mm-hmm. So when you get music business persons traveling as part of your tourism, you're going to see that they're going to spend on the Rolls Royces, and somebody still got to drive the Rolls Royce for them. So that's the driver getting a job.
Yeah.
You know, everything you can think of, entertainment can do so much for our economy across many areas, food and beverage in particular too.
Now, before we close, and I know you mentioned the projects and people are at the table, how confident are you? And I know talent is not the issue. We know Barbados has talent coming out the wazoo. That's not the issue. How confident are you that in the near future we can see the emergence of a music industry that And not, I'm not, and when I say music, and I know this is particularly a crop-over conversation thing, but we do have other genres. We do have the hip-hop and R&B. We have the gospel, you know, we have the reggae and dance. So how confident are you that these artists and the industry will rise to a level where we can say, well, hey, look at Barbados, the musical mecca of the Caribbean, of the region. Come down here, and then we can use that and package it and, in turn, sell it, show it to the world. Yeah, sell it.
I think based on statistics, we are already the Eastern Caribbean music mecca. I think that we're humble by nature as far as our culture. But the fact is, we have one artist alone who has sold more than any country in the Eastern Caribbean's entire catalog for their entire existence.
True.
So then you start adding from there. We have Chantel, we have Charles D. Lewis. We have done it. The Merry Men, they have done it. Livy Frank is one of the world's top songwriters, period. So when we look at what we have, we already have it. What we need is the private sector to get on board. I mean, if you invest, you get the taxes right back. You understand? Because these things, you can't throw chicken feed at a caviar party because the music industry is a very expensive industry. If you want to do an album properly, you really need $125,000. We sat and worked that out already. Because you have to record, mix, master, and market. The marketing part is the most important part of an album release. Your music can sound like nonsense. I know a few artists who went multi-platinum that I could not listen to because my ears didn't deserve that kind of punishment. Right? But they got marketed to us every day. They were in our face on TV every second.
I actually had that discussion over the weekend where I say, you know, the most popular is not necessarily the best. It's probably the best marketed.
And TV killed the radio star, you know. So image, how are we working with the cosmetology sector? How are we working with people who do hair, makeup, stylists? We need a lot more stylists who already tapped into the modern look and feel of the music industry because we have beautiful people that can sing really well, write really, really well. We have some of the best songwriters on the planet here. But it's just to add that finishing touch and just connect with the world. So hand-in-hand tourism, agriculture, and the music industry, those three have to come together. And manufacturing, those four, sorry, have to come together to form event-based market, which drives future revenue from getting these artists signed.
Well, if you're at the table for these discussions, as you said you are, I'm pretty sure
some of them.
you're probably the biggest one, so that's cool. We can see movement in the right direction, and you said that there is movement in the right direction, so hopefully we can continue on that trajectory. You know, just a little insight into you. I know that this 15 minute that we had just isn't enough, but you know, we take what we can get.
It was a good time.
Indeed. Well, you take care of yourself, and hopefully we can have another conversation sometime soon. Yep.
Same thing to you. I'll visit Barbados Music Industry on Facebook.
Thanks a lot. Ronnie Morris, entertainer extraordinaire.